Mike Howes, the new chair for St. Albert and District Chamber of Commerce, is looking to help St. Alberta navigate through the post-pandemic. Howes has been a member of the chamber for more than 20 years and previously served as the chair for the St. Albert and District Chamber of Commerce Board in 2010. He is a longtime resident of St. Albert and the president of Speaklean Restoration. Howes was sworn into the role on Jan. 11. The new chair said he first got involved with the chamber for the networking opportunities. "It's just a fantastic organization for networking," Howes said. "It's been really good for my business over the years." The reason Howes returned to the role as chair was because the COVID-19 pandemic prevented some members being qualified for the role. He explained that members have to be on the board for at least 2 years before being able to become an executive. "We were in a position where we had very few people that could even take on the executive position, and a couple of them just couldn't for whatever reason, so somebody had to step up again." During his time as chair, Howes said that the chamber will be able to help with navigating St. Albert post-pandemic. He added that the city is faced with the challenges of a labor shortage. "I know in my own business, I spend 2 to 3 hours every day just recruiting and trying to find staff. And it's very difficult," Howes said. "St. Albert, Alberta, and Canada's biggest challenge is finding laborers and navigating through this post-COVID-19 pandemic." The St. Albert and District Chamber of Commerce membership was affected by the pandemic. According to Howes, the chamber was at 970 members before the pandemic, around 500 members after the pandemic, and now currently around 600 to 700 members. Howes noted that the pandemic has helped us in some ways, such as virtual meetings. "I think the chamber is going to be able to help a lot with those sorts of things with the technology and just leading by example. By saying, hey, it's okay to get back out and do live meetings and to be careful, to have some of these functions going forward." Howes added that his favorite part of St. Albert is the people, and that the city is a fabulous establishment. "The more you do and the more you get involved into the community, the more they're embracing." Howes will succeed the former chair of the board, Gary Wetch. Wetch has been involved with the chamber for more than 3 decades and served as a councillor for the St. Albert City Council from 1974 to 77. Wetch said that, in a big and small way, the chamber was able to help people and businesses during the pandemic. During his time as chair, Wetch said he learned that entrepreneurs are positive. "They're excited about owning their own business. And in many cases, they were all very family-orientated. So if you search for it, there's positive things at the grassroots," Wetch said.